Welcome to Shul Machshav Nadav from Sochim Daf and Dalet. The Gemara in Amud Beis, in the top of the page, speaks about the Shiva Dvarim Mechusim Nimnei Odom, seven things which are covered for human beings. And I just want to bring two Ha'aras on two points over here in this list. So one thing is, the Gemara says, Yom HaNechama, the day of comfort. Rashi says, Yom HaNechama is what? The Rashi Bayah says, it means every person when he will be comforted from his worry. The Maharsha argues on Rashi and says Yom HaNechama means not the private comfort that each person has, but we talk about the Yom HaNechama La'asid Lavoi, when there will be Nechama for everybody. Why did Rashi won't agree with this? So the truth is, there is another Girsa of Rashi, which the Maharsha brings and is printed in the Yaakov, and there Rashi really says Yom HaNechama means the day of comfort La'asid Lavoi. But there Rashi takes something else, because later the Gemara says, Malchus Beis Dovi Matai Tachzer. When will come Malchus Beis Dovi? When will come Mashiach? Rashi over there takes out that Girsa, and instead of saying Malchus Beis Dovi Matai Tachzer, he says, Ein Yodea Ma Beibura Shalisha. A person doesn't know what is in the womb of a woman. Meaning, what you see from here, that what Rashi was bothered by, if Malchus Beis Dovi, we speak on Malchus Beis Dovi, so what do you speak about Yom HaNechama? If the Nechama means what's going to be lost in love with everybody will be comforted, it will be Nechama in the world. So that's exactly Malchus Beis David. So that's what Rashi explains. Yom HaNechama means the private Nechama of each individual. Rashi in the Yaakov says, Yom HaNechama means when Mashiach comes, and he erases Malchus Beis David. The Maharsha really answers this question, because the Maharsha says, the Yom HaNechama and Malchus Beis David is two different things. Yom HaNechama is Mashiach ben Yosef, which means there will be an earlier Geula called Mashiach ben Yosef, who's going to come before Mashiach ben David. And that's one day we'll have the Nechama of Klal Yisrael, but it will still not be a full redemption. And then eventually comes Malchus Beis David, which is the full redemption. So these are the two stages of Yom HaNechama and Malchus Beis David, according to the Maharsha. Another point the Gemara says over here, the Ein Adam Yodea Bema Mistaker. Prison doesn't know what business will be profitable. What exactly will give him his parnasa? And the way it's mashra here for the Maharsha, and really the one who says it clearly is the Bnayo, which is the first chelik of the Ben Yoyada, he says the pshat is like this. A person doesn't know what business will be profitable. Because if everybody knew in the world that this specific business is profitable, everybody's going to go and do that business. And nobody's going to do any other business. And that will be the destruction of the world. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world that nobody knows which business is successful, and each one is busy with his own business. Sometimes one person is successful, sometimes the other is successful. And this relates to our day and age. Nobody knows in which stock to invest in, which business to put your money in, because it's random. Once one business is successful, once the other is. And this is really a big nechama. I think the Bnei Yoh really is giving a message for life. Because sometimes a person goes around and he says, Ayvei, I should have put my money over here. How didn't I see this coming? Look at this person. He was so smart. He was such a genius. He knew exactly what's going to happen. And really, what the Bnei Yoh is explaining here in the Gemara is nobody knows the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that nobody has a clue which business and what place one should invest, what will be profitable, what will be successful. Nobody has a clue. Everybody who did do well is because he was lucky enough to be in the right place in the right time. Obviously, there's a concept of ishtadlus, not to do a foolish thing, but to know for sure that this is where to go, that's something that is one of the seven things, which is mechusim ibnei adam. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.